From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the truth according to pollsters. But we'll begin with a summary of the latest political results and the issue of the constitutional ban on gay marriage and how that may affect the political races this year. Joining us from Washington is Slate's Chris Sullentrop, who's covering the presidential campaign. Hi, Chris. Welcome back to Day to Day.
Hi, Alex.
So we'll get back to gay marriage in a moment, but let's start by noting that John Kerry, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, Democratic frontrunner, won two caucuses and a primary yesterday, this a week before Super Tuesday.
He sure did. In fact, Dennis Kucinich finished second in Hawaii, which means Edwards finished third. And I just think as this keeps going on and Kerry keeps racking up primary victories, the strategies for how John Edwards is going to overtake John Kerry become more and more far-fetched.
The other states were Idaho and Utah, and Senator Edwards does maintain that he is the only other candidate really in this race. We'll see. Super Tuesday, you think, is going to settle that?
I think so. I mean, people are already talking that Edwards should, if he doesn't do well on Super Tuesday, that he should drop out before what they're calling Southern Super Tuesday, which has Texas and Florida and Louisiana and Mississippi and states like that, to sort of preserve the idea that he could win in the South.
Let's go to John Kerry's position on gay marriage. He says that he is against a gay marriage, but in favor of civil unions. That actually seems not unlike what Mr. Bush said yesterday when he was proposing this constitutional amendment to ban gay marriages. Mr. Bush said it still would be possible for states to allow civil unions. Senator Kerry has opposed any federal action to outlaw gay marriage. How far apart on substance are Mr. Bush and Senator Kerry?
Well, I think when you're disagreeing over an amendment to the Constitution, it's a pretty big substantive difference. There's some dispute over the language of one amendment that's been out there that's been proposed as a possible banning gay marriage amendment. There's been some dispute over whether it would allow states to provide civil unions or not. Kerry's position actually tends to be the position that's favored by the polls. If you poll people, they tend to say, we're opposed to gay marriage, but we're opposed to banning it in the Constitution, too.
Is there any way that Senator Kerry or Senator Edwards could actually benefit from a fight over a gay marriage amendment?
I think it's possible. A couple ways. One, I'd say that President Bush wants to be running to the center as he goes to the election and not to the right. And this is almost like a primary-type move for the president to sort of secure his base. The other way is that Edwards and Kerry can kind of paint their position as the moderate position, that we support civil unions, we oppose gay marriage, and we oppose amending the Constitution.
During the 2000 campaign, Chris, both Mr. Bush and Vice President Cheney were quoted as supporting states' rights on the gay issue. Mr. Cheney, we may note, also has an openly gay daughter. Doesn't this administration generally argue for states' rights, for letting states decide these kinds of things?
Sure. Although federalism and states' rights is one of those issues where people are for it when they want to be for it, and they're against it when they want to be against it. If you remember, this administration invalidated an Oregon initiative to allow the right to die, a sort of euthanasia initiative. So, I mean, there's a precedent for this administration to sort of backtrack on the rhetoric of devolution from the federal government to the states, and it tends to be on these kind of issues that social conservatives find very important to them.
Chris Sullentrop writes the On the Trail column for Slate magazine. Chris, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.